Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. And the telephone number here in the Free Talk Live studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass of CaptainKickass.com. Joining me,
Beakless Mountaineer, and joining us remotely from Florida,
Mark Edge.
You stole his thunder.
He likes the way I sound when I say it.
Yeah? Okay. All right.
I like it.
I'll let you guys Rochambeau or whatever you got to do to, you know, to get that announcement part
well,
in there.
Unlike value, I can't really like, oh, you mean rock, paper, scissors. See, there's two games of Rochambeau, and one of them requires me to move physically through space that I can't move through.
There's two versions?
Oh, yeah.
Is that like Monopoly?
No, it's where you each rack each other, and then whoever falls over first loses.
That's one version?
Yeah, and the other one is Rock, Paper, Scissors.
That's a Rochambeau?
Yeah.
Why is it Rochambeau, not Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Why is either of them Rochambeau?
Well, I don't know.
In fact, Rochambeau kind of sounds like a weird French way of saying Rock, Paper, Scissor.
That's what I always thought it was, is a funny way of just a French for rock, paper, scissors.
You think Ro is rock and sham is paper and bow is scissors?
Yeah.
Well, considering I don't speak French, yes.
In spite of me living in New Hampshire, where we have more French speakers than anywhere else in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
I was not aware of it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what proximity to Quebec will do for you.
Comment allez-vous, s'il vous plaît?
Sure.
Anyone? Bueller? No? Okay. No. I learned very little.
Something,
French.
Please.
Désolé, je ne parle français.
Simon dit, touche les mains. Simon says, like, touch your face. I'm not saying anything that's relevant to the conversation. I'm only spouting, like, some French that I learned when I was, like, 10 years old.
Well, c'est la vie, c'est la guerre, c'est une pomme de terre.
French does sound amazing. Like, when you hear somebody speaking French, you're like, wow, that's elegant, right? It's a very, like, unlike German, like, is very, and, like, to some extent, this is why Klingon sounds like this. They based it on the German language. It's all mach, doch, 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 doch. It's all hard consonants and K's and, you know, all that kind of stuff. They based it on that specifically for Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, so it's French if you actually pronounce all the silent letters.
Right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And do it in a fluid way.
So you're saying in French it would be cabla.
Cabla, blah, blah. It'd be le cabla.
Instead of cabla.
Right, it'd be le cabla. Le cabla, or something, right? You know, they add a couple syllables to make it sound even more hoity than it actually is. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. We've got some calls to get to, so let's do that right now. We have, this is Mark calling from Studio 8424. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
That's correct. Je ne parle pas français, and that's all I can tell you.
I love doing that. I love doing the French, like the wah-ha-ha-ha-ha, right? Because it just sounds so cool.
Yeah, it's all stuck up, right? It's like the nose action.
Yeah. But, I want to tell our listeners who aren't familiar with this other Mark. Yes, we're doing the dangerous thing. We have two Marks on Free Talk Live simultaneously. Let's hope that time doesn't warp and we don't fall into a black hole or something like that. But
it'll be Mark squared.
Mark squared. This other Mark from Studio 8424 does a rebroadcast of Free Talk Live every night, or at least as often as he can, and does it in the spirit of pirate radio, if I understand correctly. Is that right, Mark?
Yes. I run a TV and a radio internet broadcaster 24/7. And so radio8424.com, it plays from 7 to 10 p.m. every night, Free Talk Live.
Thank you for your service.
Well, you know, ever since Ian and I talked back in 2019 and 2020 about doing an LRN feed, you know, and at first he's like, well, you know, are you going to be committed? He didn't really know me that well. I'm like, well, okay, I got to prove it. Well, here it is, you know, 4 years later. But so, you know, I really enjoy the information I get from LRN and from Free Talk Live. And so what I decided to do is just go ahead and broadcast it. And I want to teach people, you know, when they call in, you know, what's the call letters of station they call from? And if they hear from Radio 8424, would they please let them know? Because we get people from across the country. I got a friend in Arizona who drives a tank. He's got one of my bumper stickers on his tank. It's kind of funny.
Wait, you have a friend in Arizona who drives a tank, like as his daily driver?
Oh, well, not a daily driver, but no. He owns a tank, and he has fun with it. And so, you know, he's run over cars with it and stuff like that. You know. I mean, I would just tell you the truth. I wouldn't lie to you, trust me. Well,
that does sound like something you could charge a price of admission for.
Hold on, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on, Mark. I think Mark has something to say.
Sure.
Oh, I'm just amazed at the idea of driving a tank, and I hope that tank is running over cars that they purchased for such a thing.
Police cars, actually. But that's another story.
Ah, even better. All right, Mark, 8424, what's on your mind tonight?
So I just wanted to say, you know, when people are actually driving in their car, here's the thing. They can actually open their Bluetooth car radio, and they can tune in to radio8424.com, and they can listen to Free Talk Live 7 to 10 p.m. every single night. And so I just wanted to let them know there's always a way to do it. Even if you're in a town where there isn't an affiliate, you can get Free Talk Live. You can get all the programming that we offer 24/7. And I want to expand that. So I'm always trying to get people who have programming that are, you know, libertarian, anarchist, you know, all that sort of thing,
volunteers,
to actually be involved and get the information out there. One of the things that really got me was how hoodwinked people got in the last 4 years, and it was like programming. And I thought, well, these black rectangles people have in their pockets and on their mantles are lying to them. And so I could at least be partially responsible for getting the truth out there. So that's why I started my radio and TV station.
Nice.
And you can do it, and I help people do it.
Be part of the solution, not part of the problem, right?
That's right. I appreciate very much Ian really giving me kind of a, I guess you might call it the kick in the ass to say, you know, let's just see what you do. And it felt good to be able to accomplish that. Mm. And, you know, you guys, it's a lot of fun. I don't get a chance to really kind of pal around all the time, but just know there's people out there that listen. And it's kind of an ebb and a flow. You get busier sometimes and stuff like that, but it's always nice to come back and listen. And it's like old friends, and it feels good. And there's a lot of good information out there. I really appreciate the, was it Shapeshift letter you had about what the dissenters that you quoted recently.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot of stuff going on in crypto right now, and I'm really tired of people looking for the SEC for permission to do things. If we're going to do crypto, it needs to be anarchist.
It's so disgusting, isn't it? Like, oh, but we have to wait until our masters tell us it's okay.
Right. If you want to be a bank, go ahead and sign up for it. But if you're not going to be a bank and just do crypto, be your own bank and don't ask permission.
Yeah.
Amen.
And, you know, but I really appreciate you guys. And, yeah, do. If you ever get a chance and you have a chance to actually get a picture of yourself listening to Radio 8424 in your car, do that, because we want to promote the fact that you can get Free Talk Live on Radio 8424 anywhere you are. In the country. So
if people want to know more about what you do and how you do it, how can they find you and what you do?
Yeah, you can find us, obviously, Studio 8424 and Radio 8424. Our moniker's on, say, X or Twitter. But you can also just go to studio8424.com is the TV side, and then radio8424.com is the radio side. And just tune in. And I'm working on building my website, but right now they go straight to the streams. And so that makes it easy. And you can just tune in. The nice thing about listening to the radio is I was able to kind of be a nerd about it and actually, you know, dial down the output so that you could listen without blowing your data plan on your cell phone.
Oh, nice.
That makes it nice.
Yeah.
But that's
well
a lot of fun.
Well done, man. Well, Mark, we certainly appreciate you calling, and thank you for supporting this show. Anarchists, libertarians, if you're listening, contact Mark at Studio 8424 if you want to get more exposure for your shows. Again, thank you, Mark. We appreciate you. Have a great night. 603-283-6160.
Since he brings up the you know, what's happening today in crypto, there are two attacks that I am just really giddy happy about.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. See, that's the great thing about having an anti-fragile technology. The more they attack it, the happier it makes me. So one of those is that the SEC is going after Ethereum for its staking. Now, one of two things will happen.
I saw that. Yeah, they're trying to make it a security instead of whatever.
And for anyone who's completely unfamiliar, Ethereum is the second largest cryptocurrency.
Because we are living in an Ethereum world, and I am an Ethereum girl. Anyway, go ahead.
So this has one of two outcomes. Now, the worst outcome is that it could be, and the more probable one, is that the judge will throw this out, just like they've been throwing out every single thing that the SEC does, and that will make the price of everything skyrocket.
Yep.
And the better outcome is that they'll win. And in that case, we get to get rid of all of this proof of stake nonsense. Because you can either secure your coin by doing work or by owning things.
Proof of stake.
Right. So the argument basically is that proof of stake makes it a security. Mm. And I really hope the courts find that to be so. And we can get rid of some of all of this nonsense, because every proof of stake system, it just makes everything ultimately get owned by whoever has the current highest share that they want to stake.
Is there like a beef coin, like proof of stake? S-T-E-A-K, not S-T-E-A-K-E.
So sort of a meat-backed currency.
That's right, yeah.
No, but there is a proof of pork.
Huh. Interesting. Pork coin.
Yeah, one of the...
Pig coin? That has different connotations depending on your position in life and who you're spouting these words at.
Yeah, and the other one is, I think it just got passed in the EU, that basically you can't send from a private wallet anymore. Which is just beautiful, because try and stop me.
Yeah. How are you going to stop that?
Right. Like,
all right. We have more calls to get to. Let's go over here to David in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are you? I was also interested in the crypto topic, but it was interesting listening to the fellow before talking about the, was it Radio 8424?
Yes.
Yeah, I Googled it, and I found, products called 8424, but I don't find one specifically.
Try Studio 8424, perhaps? I'm not sure.
Studio.
I know he has on the Twitter and, or X, I think he has both Radio 8424 and Studio 8424. I'm not sure about that 100%. I know he's on all the alternative what we call social media sites. It'll be like, you know, Mastodon and things of that nature as well. So he's really trying to increase his
podcast.
Stretch.
He probably described the website a little better than look it up that way.
Sure.
Yeah, it's funny. We got involved in pirate radio out here over 30 years ago, 35 years ago, when Daddy Bush was in, and there was Full Moon Radio, and then there was San Francisco Liberation Radio.
What was the one that was broadcasting from, like, I can't remember the name of the island now. They did a movie about it, too. I can't remember what it was, but it was a pirate radio station. Was it Alcatraz, even? I don't even know. But there was...
He ran a... if it was San Francisco Liberation Radio, actually his was legal, but it was a 10-watt station, and the FCC, there were no laws if you were below 10 watts. But he was at a fairly high point, if you know about San Francisco, way out by the at the end of Geary near the Cliff House. He had a fairly high spot up there, and so he could be heard all the way down the coast into San Mateo.
Nice.
But he couldn't be heard downtown. There were, you know, the hills would block it at 10 watts. But
so it's
a full moon radio.
It's radio8424.com.
Oh, very nice.
Bypass the Google. In fact, never use them again.
Well, yeah, I can understand. Yeah, I'm noticing a whole bunch of old sites that I used to go to. It's very difficult to find it on Google. And,
yes.
It's sad. You know, they used to be had a reputation for being all-encompassing, but, boy, they try to shut things down.
Yeah, ever since they got rid of their motto of never do evil, like, they're doing just that.
Yeah. Well, you know, regarding Bitcoin and the cryptocurrencies, you've heard of the expression full faith and credit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Back, you know, 1776, the 13 colonies were all using, and this was before 1776, the 13 colonies were actually 13 corporations. And they each had their own company script.
Mm-hmm.
So Pennsylvania money didn't work in New Jersey. New Jersey money didn't work in New York.
What do you mean by didn't work? Like, I mean, if I'm a merchant and I'm, like, you know, near the border of any of these two places, right, and somebody came to me with some of this corporate script and was like, hey, I'd like to pay you in this. Will you accept it? Don't I have the opportunity, or didn't I at that time have the opportunity to go, sure.
Well, officially, each of the 13 corporations were chartered by the king. And so each of the 13 colonies, there were more than 13 colonies, but it was the 13 colonies that seceded from the king.
Right.
And then there were many more up in Canada and, you know, around, you know, in the islands. But the,
Legally, they wouldn't be able to be accepted. So, like, if you wanted to do something sort of below board, you were cool, right?
Well, there's a pretty good book that describes a lot of it. There are many, many monographs that talk about it, but there was an old history book that was common in high schools back in the 1940s and 50s called The Origins of the American Revolution. And you can still find it in the in yard sales and whatnot, but it describes how the problems of having 13 different types of money systems, and the values of each of them were based upon whatever the local corporate you know, management.
Well, and the problem is that you have any system that is done by force. I mean, you said yourself that these were commanded by the king to operate in this way. So it wasn't a question of, do I want to accept this? It was a question of, I will be put in jail if I accepted Pennsylvania currency in New Jersey. Whereas...
Well, officially, they wouldn't necessarily put you in jail, but basically what would happen, officially, each of the 13 corporations had to ship their goods to London to get a tax stamp put on it. And then if they wanted to sell something from New Jersey to New York, it had to go all the way to London to get a tax stamp put on it.
Wow.
And then it got sent back after paying duty.
This is what I call the monkey dance.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this was a huge part, and they never even mentioned this in history books, but that was probably the single largest contributor to the revolution, was the fact that we weren't allowed to trade with each other.
Well, right. Each of the 13 corporations were chartered by the king, and they were not allowed to trade with each other unless they had permission of the king. And so it became such a stupid bureaucracy that the 13 colonies basically agreed, or the, you know, the founding fathers basically agreed that this has just gotten stupid. And in fact, the issue of the Tea Party, the Tea Party were not complaining because they were paying too much in taxes. They were pissed because there were layers of it, but it was basically that their taxes were being sent to London, and then the king was partying with it and never reinvesting in the local area. So these corporate giants, the 13 corporate giants, were basically having a party with the taxes at the people's expense. And but the issue of cryptocurrencies comes into the full faith and credit that when the 13 colonies became the United States, they decided that they would have a common currency for all of them, the U.S. dollar. And a while it was working.
Who decided?
Well, the founding fathers. When the revolution became successful, there was a common agreement upon, and in fact, it there's layers of it. It during the American Revolution, there was the Continental Dollar.
Right, so I was going to mention that. The Continental was a fiat currency, but a dollar itself was initially, I think, a Dutch word for like a dollar or something, which was a measurement of an amount of silver.
Actually, that one comes from the mines where it was mined. But, yeah. So, like, the thing is, at all times during this whole thing, you know what never stopped being money? Gold and silver.
Right.
These never stopped being money to anybody.
Or diamonds.
During any of this. Yeah, well, no. See,
the value of the gold against whatever the corporate colonial master would tell you it was worth. So the idea of a full faith and credit, and especially for people like farmers, you know, if you were a farmer and you had to go through a flood year, you had to go through a blight year, a drought year, it was tough enough to get a crop turned in. But then when it came time to sell it, if somebody decided to play with the value, that the currency speculators decided to drop the value of the currency by or the value of the gold by 20%, your hard work was diminished by 20%. And right. What I'm seeing with these cryptocurrencies is the people that are interested in the cryptocurrencies they love the idea that the crypto is bouncing around because they can play games with, you know, the margins. And the full faith and credit is something that if there was a stability to the U.S. dollar, that the full faith and credit, you could have Georgia goods transported to Tennessee or something, and the value would be the same on both sides of the state line, and that there would be a stability to it. And the people that were loving the gold were the ones that were trying to bounce the value of the gold so that they could make money at harvest time, or they could make money at the planting time when they were doing speculation on the Chicago border.
David, can you hold on?
Sure.
All right, stand by, because I think he has more to say. I know Peekless and Mark, you both have more to say about this.
Oh, yes, I have much to say.
I'd like to bring David back, if that's okay with you guys. Stick around. We have more Free Talk Live coming up, including the rest of what David has to say. And if we can get to it, will Julian Assange walk free? Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk program. We're here every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to call and speak to us or talk about whatever's on your mind, please call between the hours of 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Sometimes our affiliates or our rebroadcasters or pirate radio stations.
Yarr.
Arr, which we love, by the way. If you're a pirate radio station, please broadcast or rebroadcast Free Talk Live.
Keep up the good work.
We encourage you. Thank you for your service. But if you want to call and get on the air, we're on, I don't know, 180 or so radio stations, 200 radio stations, 300 radio stations. If you want to help us get on to more radio stations, well, you can certainly do that by becoming a member of the AMPS program. In fact, Tom McMillan is tonight's amplifier. We want to say thank you to Tom McMillan. He is a gold-level amplifier. What does it mean to be a gold-level amplifier, Peekless?
It means that you amplify so much that you get made entirely of gold.
That's not true.
Oh, it does. Okay.
No.
It means that you amplify by $20, is it?
I think it's $10. So yeah. Silver is $5, gold is $10, and platinum is $20, I think. I don't know. Let's unmute Mark and see if he knows.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, very good. Let's meet Mark again so he doesn't interfere with the show. I'm just kidding, Mark. Just kidding. Tom McMillan is a gold-level amplifier of this show. You can become an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's a Patreon-type setup. And so if you contribute, then there's some perks that you get. There's the Amp Only podcast, which is commercial free, stuff like that. There's some perks. But, like, that's not why you should amp. You should amp because you enjoy the show, the hosts, the co-hosts, the perspective of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity that we bring to the airwaves. We want to get on more radio stations. Like I said, we're on around 200 or so radio stations. We could be on 300, 400. It's not out of the question. It's all up to you. That's where the money goes for the AMPS program, is to help amplify us, advertise, market, promote, and support is what the acronym stands for, AMPS. You can find out more over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, Tom McMillan. We appreciate your contributions. All right, so let's bring David. David, are you there?
Oh, sure.
Awesome. You're back online with us. And so we were discussing essentially the history of, you know, the 13 colonies, their currency, and you were comparing that to, like, cryptocurrency in some way. And I know Peakless and Mark both, you know, had things that they were not quite saying yet, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your statement.
Yeah, well, it had to do with people that were playing games with the value of the money and then demanding, you know, a piece of the action of every transaction that ever happened.
Like the government?
And so when you start looking at whether it's the 13 scripts, company scripts, or the U.S. dollar, in the very beginning, there was the Continental Dollar. And it was pretty popular, and George Washington and the founding fathers were able to get a lot done with it. But after a while, the British started to counterfeit it. And you may have heard the expression, it's not worth the continental. And that was when there was so much counterfeit continental dollars floating around that George Washington was freezing at Valley Forge because he couldn't afford to buy firewood. He couldn't afford to buy food with the continental dollars. And
I only heard that expression one time before, and I thought it was because, like, it wouldn't buy a Lincoln Continental.
Oh, no, no. It goes all the way back to the Revolutionary War. And it, as a matter of fact, the fact that George Washington beat the Hessians by crossing the Delaware in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve, he didn't even have any bullets when he beat them. They just clubbed the Hessians to death while they slept. They basically beat them with you know, the butts of their guns and won in the battle. And that gave so much support to the revolution that I'll say Ben Franklin, but the people with the printing presses decided to get out printing presses and come up with, it was called the New American Tenor, and that it was a new continental dollar. I think it was called that was the first time it was called the U.S. dollar. They came up with, for example, in New Jersey, I remember they had local leaves, and they would press them into the paper, and the British would have had to have, in order to do a counterfeit, they would have had to have had those leaves to be able to create counterfeit. But there were the new American tenor were able to buy supplies again and win the revolution. But the issue about the cryptocurrencies to this day, the fact that there are people who want the bounce, they don't want a stable currency. They want a constantly expanding currency that's going to get higher and higher and higher value. Well, if you're a farmer,
compared to what?
Well,
the U.S. dollar is not a stable currency,
right?
The idea of if you're a company, or if you're a farmer, if you're an individual and you're making a product, you want something stable so that what your supplies cost are going to be relative to what you're able to sell it for. But you don't want some con artist being able to manipulate the value,
like the government,
between the purchase of supplies and the time of sale.
You know,
well, that's absolutely true.
Well, I'm glad
it's
you
absolutely
mentioned
true that you that people are going to want a more stable currency.
Mm-hmm.
They're not getting it with the dollar. And on Free Talk Live, you know, like, we have long supported the idea of money for the people. I don't think Bitcoin is that anymore. I think that personally, I don't think Bitcoin, once Bitcoin went with the small block direction with Lightning and all that stuff, that many people who wanted money for the people, money that was not manipulated, that they went, you know, to other currencies for whatever reason. Now, and has that gone well as far as price? No.
And real quick, and Mark, I just want to mention Roger Ver's book that I mentioned earlier is called Hijacking Bitcoin, The Hidden History of BTC. So if people want to find out about the small block thing that you just mentioned, that is actually available on Amazon and some other places right now. Roger Ver himself penned this book. So anyway, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, that's just it, is that you know, Bitcoin isn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's a modern commodity. I think it's a newly made commodity. But the reason that Bitcoin is being successful is we're being robbed and have been being robbed by people who control the money for hundreds of years.
Government.
And the desire to stop that is the reason that Bitcoin's successful.
So I'm out here in San Francisco, a little north of Silicon Valley, and as legend goes, Bitcoin and some of the cryptocurrencies were developed because Wall Street was not investing in the inventors of Silicon Valley.
No, that's not quite true. It came about from the cypherpunks getting together after the collapse of 2008 when the banking industry decided to basically commit fraud against the real estate market. And, like, everybody, like, stole a bunch of money and was a bunch of thieves, but, like, nobody went to jail.
I don't disagree. Yeah,
right.
I don't disagree, but if I understand right, the crypto was existing before that, and it was
mistaken.
People who were they couldn't get even here in San Francisco. We had the West Coast Wall Street, you know, in the financial district, and some of them would invest in Silicon Valley, but they didn't have comparison, so they couldn't convince the old boys to invest in the new technology, and so. The legend goes that they were at least investing among themselves to create the crypto to allow these inventions
noxious propaganda.
Yeah, to some extent, I get where you might have these ideas and say the words that you've said, because cryptography has been around for a long time, right? The American government has been using cryptography just to, you know, keep codes and messages secret for a long time, and that kind of a thing. There has also been many attempts to make what we'll call digital money over the course of time, but it wasn't until after 2008 when the cypherpunks got together that they solved the Byzantine general's problem. This was a thing that no other, we'll call it cryptographic or digital currency, anything else. They had many versions. Like, people would always propose things to the government and the Federal Reserve that were, you might think were similar to Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, but weren't. Because none of them could ever solve the double spend problem, and that's the Byzantine general's problem, where if you have this digital currency, somebody could, like, take over and, like, double spend coins that you've already spent and get the value from it. None of them could solve that problem until the whole Wall Street collapse, right? All that happened. The 2008 stock market took a dump, and it was because of the real estate, and all the banks got bailed out at the taxpayer expense. Too big to fail, right? All of that happened. So it was the cypherpunks who got together, and of course Satoshi Nakamoto being one of the cypherpunks got together, and they were able to sew together multiple technologies to solve the Byzantine general's problem of double spending, and that's where the white paper for Bitcoin came from. And so of course it spawned a market now of literally thousands of cryptocurrencies that are on the market today.
And I'd like to point out that there was an attempt on both sides of the political aisle to solve that problem. There was a people's movement in Occupy Wall Street. Mm-hmm. There was a political movement in the Tea Party. And both of failed miserably. Yeah. Now, what did solve the problem was creating something that completely bypassed what had caused the problem. Now, as far as a stable currency. Have you ever heard of the dollar index, the DXY, the Dixie?
Well, I've heard of it. I'm not super,
okay. It measures how the dollar compares to other currencies. And you can see very clearly it is extremely volatile. And its volatility affects the entire market.
You're aware that after World War II, the U.S. dollar was considered the most stable currency, and so the IMF declared that the U.S. dollar would be the base currency.
Oh, they were an unbiased group, weren't they?
All currencies would be based on the U.S. dollar. So even if you were in Paris and had francs and wanted to cross the channel to London, you had to base the francs against the U.S. dollar to exchange into pounds.
That was when they established the Ponzi. That's correct.
If you're an obedient slave listening to people who want to rule over you, then you would follow those things. But if you're a free and independent individual, you would have stuck with tangible valuables such as silver, gold, that kind of thing back in that time.
And something you said a handful of times, the faith and credit.
Full faith and credit.
Now, I would like to direct your attention to faith is confidence. And that's what a confidence game is from, a con game. And credit is debt. So it is con games that make you poor. That's what the dollar is.
Well, that's why there's plenty of material written about post-American Revolution, where they wanted an honest government in each of the 13 states so that there would be stability, that people trying to trade with Georgia from South Carolina or trying to go from New Jersey to Pennsylvania had faith that the governments on both sides of those state lines were honest enough to be able to do transactions, and that they wouldn't rip each other off just by going across the state line, that there wouldn't be an exchange rate between New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Well, that's not what you just described. You didn't describe honest transactions. You described transactions that could not be faked. Like the reason that they had to have these particular local leaves printed onto the bills was not because one side or the other was honest. It was because they wanted a way that no one could fake it. And that's really how currency works. The reason that gold worked so well is because you could not pretend that this was gold. You couldn't pretend this was silver. And the reason that Bitcoin is such an amazing store of value and all of the cryptocurrencies that are effective means of transacting are based on is because you cannot fake them. Not because governments are honest.
Yeah, I recommend you find this book, The Origins of the American Revolution. I say, it was in a high school textbook back in the 40s and 50s and whatnot, and probably even into the 60s. And it goes into a lot of description about having honest government. And if you're
familiar with
what happened in 1914, you know, when the Federal Reserve was created, that Congress that was corrupted that gave us the Federal Reserve also ripped us off by limiting Congress to 435 members. And before we had 60,000 people per congressman, but when they limited Congress to 435 members, all of a sudden the workload of congressmen has gone up to 800,000 per congressman.
Hey, David, I want to say thank you. Your history is spot on. I appreciate that aspect of your call. Feel free to call us again because we enjoy talking about all of these things. I just want to move on to another caller that we have. I believe this is Gigi calling from East Carolina.
Very funny. Charleston. Captain, I miss you like crazy. I have been dreadfully sick with a vicious COVID. However, Pardon me.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I'm still with laryngitis, so bear with me. It's so nice to be able to speak to you and Richie.
Richie's not here.
I miss
it's peakless.
Nikki terribly.
It's peakless
Richie's
tonight.
Not here.
It's peakless tonight, and then Mark Edge, along with me.
Oh, Mark was on the other night when I called and spoke to Mrs. Freeman.
Is that what you're calling her, Mrs. Freeman? I'm going to call her that for now.
Oh,
hello, Mrs. Freeman. How are you today?
Not to be mean.
No, it's good.
I have something funny to share with everybody.
All right, go ahead.
I believe all of you will appreciate this. My husband was reading things on Facebook, and he came across a picture of Mar-a-Lago. And there was a caption that somebody wrote saying, former President Trump needs a reverse mortgage. Is that a riot? Hysterical, Jeffrey.
For our listeners of this show who don't know what a reverse mortgage is, this is a way where you could take like the equity that you have in the real estate that you own and sort of have it paid out over time to you. In the same way that you have paid over time to your mortgage, it said now your house is paying you over time, but it's based on the equity and the current market value of your home. That's hilarious, Gigi.
Is that a riot? I can't take the credit for that. Jeffrey shared it with me, and I said, we must call Free Talk Live and tell everybody. I wrote it in a letter to Ian, and he was hysterical. He wrote back, this is the funniest news I've heard.
That's fantastic. I bet it was, too. Like, I'm sure people writing to Ian aren't sending him, you know, jokes. I mean, maybe they are. I don't know. But
oh,
like,
I write him about everything. The news, the movies that I watch, public affairs, international relations, what I'm cooking for Jeffrey's dinner, everything.
That's fantastic.
He is my pen pal.
That's fantastic. I really do appreciate you. You're doing a better job than I am. I know.
No, he tells me that he's in touch with you all the time, but technically.
Yeah, we do. So, like, this is his brainchild, right? His spaghetti of madness, if you will.
Well,
all of these cables and
you learn a lot from him
all of the time. Like, I like to think that I'm a tech person, but no, he puts me to shame.
He's very bright and he writes beautiful letters. I mean, I was a professor for so many years and I value his vocabulary, his syntax, his range of interests intellectually. I take pride in saying that.
Yeah. Hey, Gigi, you are a fan of free speech, yes?
Oh, you better believe it. That's why I love this show.
I've been trying to mention this article basically all night, and so I'm going to take advantage of you right now.
If I may be of assistance?
Not in the way you hope, but in the verbal way.
Oh, you're a riot. Captain, use me.
This from Zero Hedge.
The whole country knows I have a secret crush on you.
It is a secret. Shh, don't tell anyone.
Not anymore.
It's thoroughly encrypted.
Apparently, the Wall Street Journal has reported that the U.S. Justice Department is considering whether to allow Julian Assange to plead guilty to a reduced charge of, quote, mishandling classified information, unquote.
And I sure as hell hope he does not.
Well, I hope he can survive no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm just a regular dude in Assange's position, right, this might sound appealing to me because it opens up the possibility of, A, no extradition, B, just, you know, the government's going, okay, he said he was guilty, we'll sign the paperwork.
Not necessarily. If extradition is not specified in the legal agreement,
all right, you're an attorney.
It's still open for interpretation.
Yeah.
It must be specified in the legal agreement that his attorney and he both sign.
Justice Department officials and Assange's lawyers have had preliminary discussions in recent months about what a plea deal could look like. According to people familiar with the matter, a potential softening in a standoff filed with political and legal complexities, according to the details in the Wall Street Journal report. The talks come as Assange has spent some 5 years behind bars, and U.S. prosecutors face diminishing odds that he would serve much more time, even if he were convicted stateside. So that's the long and the short.
So, Gigi,
well, my husband raised something very interesting last night when we were talking. Jeffrey said, how come Republicans want to go after Hunter Biden on lots of accusations that he did work for this government and that government while his father was vice president and he made lots and lots of money?
Yeah.
How come the Democrats are not saying, hey, let's go after Jared Kushner because his father-in-law was president and Jared made lots and lots of money for the Saudis?
Oh, because that's where their bread is buttered. No. This is a very good question.
Yeah. No.
The reason that they're not going after the Saudis is because they have an agreement to sell their oil only for dollars, and that is why dollars are worth anything. The second the Saudi Arabian government decides that they will sell their oil for anything other than dollars, the dollar plummets in international value.
They want the dollar.
The Saudis?
Yes.
No, they want military support, which is why the U.S. government is currently engaged in a genocide against the Houthis.
Weapons and technology with the dollars. I beg to differ with you, sir.
No, they've specifically said that they're considering other currencies.
We've got short on time. Mark, your opinions, thoughts?
I'm just excited that Gigi's still very interested in what her husband raises at night.
Oh, always. My husband has a great sense of humor and is very open to political interpretation.
Gigi, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate you. Feel free to call us again, Gigi. If we didn't get to your call, we apologize. Please call us back on another night. We'll be here tomorrow from 7 to 10 p.m. If you missed any part of the show, feel free to find the archives over at freetalklive.com and find the resources tab. Thanks and peace.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.